You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Welcome back, Eve McGargle, author of Learn to Kiss. We've been talking about your son and his autism and teaching him to communicate and ways of communication. I was interested, you were saying that he was very interested in percussion and drums. Is that quite common across autistic children to feel the music, to feel the vibrations?
I think if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism.
There isn't that much connection. You have to learn each one very, very individually.
I think what you have to do is, what I talk about in my book, is this idea of the look. Mm-hmm. You have to sort of see what it is they seem to be interested in, and then, you know, follow up on that. So playing to their strengths, but also creating challenges embedded in that, because no one wants to be bored either. So to me, it's an interesting balance if we're really, you know, looking to see what their strengths are. Now, I think you have to have some reference to, you know, their own family, their own history, kind of what the rest of the sort of family members have been interested in, because there's usually some sort of orientation there.
Can Billy communicate without his family? Can he go into situations without you? Or is it necessary for you to be there all the time?
Not necessarily me, but someone who knows his language system. So wherever Billy goes, he has his device, his communication device with him. And it's so important to him that he has to have a backup, because he would be anchorless without it. So it's sort of like, if people have asked me, will Billy go up to a stranger and use his device? And I said, well, probably not, because it would be like you or I going up to a person who speaks Chinese and trying to speak to them in our language. He knows that, intuitively, he knows that you don't speak his language, so he probably isn't going to attempt to communicate with you. But people who he recognizes as his communication partners, he does communicate, and he negotiates, and he comments, and he confirms and asks questions and all of the above. So
wonderful. Are there quite a few people in Billy's world that can communicate with him and understand then?
Yes. At this point, absolutely. His device, when he's using his low device, let's say, like, for example, he has quite a few people, a team of individuals and other relatives, et cetera, who understand how to use his device or to use low-tech supports to communicate with him. You know, one of the things, even people who are not, you know, they're not in the business of the autism world, but they might be a yoga instructor or they might be a workout person. For example, Billy has, you know, what I do is I observe behaviors, which I believe are communication acts, and then I say, well, okay, what does Billy need to be able to communicate? What does his communication partner need to communicate? So an example for yoga, it's not, you know, Billy needs to have the ability to say, what he would like to do in yoga, what specific poses. Or maybe he's not feeling well that day, and then he can do restorative yoga. But so all of that is put, you know, on low tech and high tech. So Billy has a way to communicate with any individual that is in his life.
Wow, and he's always being stimulated with lots of wonderful things then.
Yeah, you know, I like myself, I think Billy's a lifelong learner. And I actually think that a lot of individuals on the autism spectrum, their 20s are such an important decade for them, because I think adolescence and combined with autism, there's so much that is distracting them. So I think they've become, hopefully, there's a little more focus, there's a little more groundedness, and I think it's a really important time for teaching.
So there's a lot more stability now in his life.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. What are his biggest interests?
He loves National Geographic, to watch all the National Geographic shows on animals. He's very much a fan of that. And he loves art. He paints almost every day. He's pretty much a recognized artist, and that is a passion of his.
The cover of the book, Learn to Kiss, is absolutely beautiful. He did it, right?
Achilles, yeah.
It's just gorgeous.
Well, it's a painting that's about a 48 by 48. And, you know, when Billy started painting, you know, there's a story in my book that it talks about it. It had very humble beginnings. And there's a chapter that's called This Little Light of Mine. And when Billy was quite ill, I remember the only thing maybe that he could do, because now he was home, he was really a convalescent for many years, 5 years at least. And he could come downstairs and he might paint in the garage, and we would, and it wasn't a lot. It was just, you know, there were little colors that would show up on a canvas, and then it would get brighter and livelier. And, you know, he really, this whole art thing evolved really as he, when he was sick, and it was a way for him to express some sort of light in his life at that point.
And it's very bright, very beautiful.
It's very bright, and he has uncanny sense of color combinations that I, you know, when I'm just sort of observing, would sort of say, I can't believe that's going to actually go together. But, yeah, he has real, yes, his colors are, when you see his paintings, they're very vibrant, energetic, joyful. They really kind of express who he is.
That's wonderful. So you work with other people to help other people with children with autism. How can we help, as if we know people? How do we help? I mean, the communication's a little hard sometimes. What can we do to reach out to those people?
Well, I think that it's important to find out how they communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And try to be receptive and open to that type of communication, and realize that the way you communicate and way someone else communicates might be very different, but they're still communicating important messages. So I think just being open to that and asking the communication partners, you know, what's the best way to communicate, just anything that comes to your mind, just be, and then being open to that experience. The people I find who are the most open and pause, also a lot of, if you pause and you wait, give them some time to respond to you, and you will see, you know, someone who's communicating with you. So it's really that easy, but it's that hard because it's so different.
It's taking the time to be present, to communicate with them.
Right.
And you're a very busy lady by the looks of your bio, and raising your son with love and care.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been, you know, I can't imagine at this point doing anything else. It's certainly been, it is and continues to be, you know, dynamic and ongoing and interesting, and I'm trying to reach out to as many communities and individuals as possible, because I really believe that we need to start, you know, people viewing individuals on the autism spectrum as communicators, and we have to think of all of them as communicators, and that includes nonverbal people, and that these individuals have a right to have access to ongoing alternative augmentative communication, and they have a right to a communication-based education. And these are ideas that are not as widely practiced as they should be.
I wonder. Eve, are you going to write more books? This is your first book.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've been out on the road talking to parents, and I think that I need to talk more about the communication components and what to think about and how to think about that piece. I know that I had one parent ask me when I was in Chicago, said, after I'd said all behaviors are communication acts, and she raised her hand and she said, well, my son spits. What do you think about that? And I said, well, does your son have a way to communicate? And she said, well, they have a device, but they leave it on the shelf because they're afraid something's going to happen to it. And I looked at her and I said, well, if I didn't have a way to communicate, I'd spit too, because I'd be mad, angry, defiant, you know? And so, you know, I think that, so all those, and so she came up to me and we talked about, you know, You need to get the device off the shelf. He needs to use it because he's a communicator.
What's the biggest thing you have learned from your son, the most profound thing you've learned from your son in working with him all these years?
Oh, that's a tough question. Well, I'm just profoundly, deeply gratified and thankful that I could witness someone have the courage and to persevere even when no one was understanding him, particularly in the time period where he was expressing pain that was so dire but yet so purposeful and misunderstood by all of us. So I really admire Billy's courage and forgiveness and compassion as he's struggled to be a communicator and to be present with in all of his relationships.
Yeah. Is there a website that you have, or how can we get this book?
Well, the title is Learning to Kiss, and it's on Amazon, and you can get it as a Kindle or as a book, and that's the best way to get it.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on the show today. Is there anything more you'd like to tell us just to wrap up?
I would just tell you, we didn't really talk about this too much, but I think it's really important to look at all individuals when they are exerting behaviors to make sure that that they don't have a medical issue. That a lot of times behaviors, even when they don't seem not very purposeful, might be a way of communicating pain and expressions of pain. And we really need to get them the access to quality medical care. And that's a piece that needs to be worked on in terms of communication and how doctors and people in the medical world communicate with individuals on autism spectrum. So I would hope that would be a message to get out there that all behaviors are communication, and it might be a pain-related issue, so please make sure that they're getting medical attention.
Okay. Thanks so much, Eve, for being on the show today, author of Learning to Kiss. It's been a joy to talk to you and learn all the power of love in relationships.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.